Phil, this week, Visible Disability Awareness Week, from the 3rd to the 7th of April. Yesterday I was at Royal Lancaster Infirmary. I was chatting to Sally and Karen there about the disability network within the trust and the aims and objectives of it and all that kind of thing. Now, I'd like to speak to you, obviously, because you have experienced it all firsthand, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Last July I had a cerebral infarction, which is the technical term for it. I had a blockage in my brain which caused me a stroke. And how I describe myself, well, I'm one in a million, because there's 1.5 million people in the UK currently who have survived the stroke, just to give you some idea of my numbers. So I live with a physical disability, but like the vast majority of stroke survivors, I also suffer with hidden aspects such as, you know, that you can't see, certainly around depression and other aspects which I'm more than happy to talk about. So what I wanted to talk about, what does it feel like as an employee working here with a disability, and how has my employer helped me? I think that's important. I think there's a lot of schemes, certainly for public bodies and organisations, to say they support disabled people in the workplace, but I think it's another to actually do it. You know, I think words are all very well, it's all about actions. So for me, I get a lot of support in terms of the workplace. So if I just talk about a stroke for a moment, if that's okay, and just explain to people what that means. So I don't want to treat people like idiots, but most people I know who had a stroke, I can see what's happened to them. They tend to lose one side of their body's functions. And what happens in your brain is two types of stroke. There's an ischemic, which is essentially a blockage. Or there's a hemorrhagic, which is a bleed. Mine was an ischemic, so it was a blockage on the right side of my brain. Unknown cause, we don't know why it happened yet still. And your brain, your right hand side of your brain controls your left hand side of your body, and vice versa. So typically, and I can only say typically because there is no hard and set rules, that's why my left side's affected, but you can meet people who have both sides affected as a result of a stroke, and it had a, you know, a blockage or a bleed on one side of the brain, but it's affected both sides. So it is quite unique for each individual person. Not everybody suffers. I said I suffer from depression. Not everybody suffers from that. Not everybody will have, say, what I first had, which was hemiparesis, which is a paralysis on one side of the body. So what happens as a result of the stroke is the muscles which are being controlled are no longer getting the signals from the brain. So you'll find, they call it spasticity, so you'll find that the muscles go tight and retract towards your body. So you'll often see people who've had a stroke where, for myself, it's my left arm and I'm raising it. It's a bit like ventriloquism on the radio. It doesn't make for good radio, does it? But it pulls tight to my body, almost fetal-like, like a baby. And that's the muscles just going tight. What we're not getting is the message from the brain when I say straighten my arm. So I'm sat with you now and you've got one hand on your leg. It isn't there by any magic. Your brain is letting it stay there and telling your muscles to keep it there. What happens with me if I put my hand now on my desk, my brain isn't yet sending the signals to say that's the position he wants to hold it on my desk. Sooner or later my hand drops off and then hangs by my side and goes sore. So for me, it's 7 or 8 months since I've had the stroke. I'm lucky in a lot of respects in that, but I was 45 when I had the stroke. I'm now 46. I don't feel very young anymore, but I've got to say age is on my side in that. From a recovery point, I can walk okay with the aid of a stick and not too bad without it now. That's taken me about 6 or 7 months. And I've got some movement back in my left arm. I think at the very beginning, I think the challenges was to actually to picture how life could be in the future. So initially, I was left in a position where I didn't realise I had muscles in my stomach, but they stopped working. And what I didn't realise is I couldn't sit up. So it was relearning and going through this. So the greatest worry for me was, how do I provide for my family? You know, would I be able to go back to work? And I am blessed. I work in the public sector, and the public sector should be a role model for policies and treating people, as we're government organisations spending government money. And I've got to say, I work for one which is really good at it. So how have they helped me get back to work? Well, they helped me in a number of ways. First of all, is I can't drive anymore. So I've lost my driving licence. So I don't have a vehicle. I can't drive. So getting to work's a challenge. I had to pay for that before, so I don't expect a free subsidy or free handout. But I've got to say, from an employer point, they do help me. So if I need to get between the hospitals, they will arrange for transport to take me and get me home. And it's a huge worry off my mind. In terms of working at my desk, I've got specially adapted chair and a specially adapted desk, which I can get behind and adjust to the right height. As a result of the stroke, I also suffer some complications around pain in different areas of my body. And it just means you can sit there comfortably. It's the basic thing you'd want for any employee. In terms of visible, I think to look at me, I don't have all the classical symptoms of what you might class with a stroke. So in my family, my stepfather had a stroke, so the left side of his face is still very palsy-like, in that it's completely fallen where the muscles have relaxed. So I guess people look at me a lot and say, wow, you look well. And it's a real difficult one to answer, I have to be perfectly honest, because I don't feel particularly well inside. I don't feel great. I'm filling up with tears talking to you. I'm sorry. I'll carry on from there, it's okay. One of the hidden aspects of a stroke, but it's a hidden aspect of many brain injuries, because it's what it is my emotions sort of get messed around with, is the best way to put it. So I can control the tears now, but thinking about it is really difficult. It's embarrassing to a point, but some of that for me it's just male bravado that it's embarrassing to a point, but I've sort of got comfortable with it. But it is those hidden aspects that people don't see. And it is a grieving process you go through. You know, you go from one day being able to do your life to the next day and just change. I'm sorry, I can't carry on.
Phil, that was so inspiring for me to sit and listen to for that 5 minutes. And thank you so much for sharing your story. That will go a long way to helping a lot of people in the hospitals listening to that about how you've recovered and you've got back into work and you've adapted. And that was fantastic. So inspiring. Thank you so much, Phil, for sharing that with us.
Thanks.